ಸರ್ವಪರಿತಂಗೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ವಂಶಾಕರ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಮಯಿ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ನಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಮ್ನೆ ಗೌರತ್ವೇ ನಮಃ. ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯೈ ತದಾಲಯೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತದಭಕ್ತಾಯ ನಮೋ. ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂತಮನುಪೇತಮಪೇತಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾತರ್ಯಾ ಜುಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯತಯಾ ಸರ್ವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನತೋಸ್ಮಿ. ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ನ ಜೀವಾಮಿ ತಯಾ ವಿನಾ ಇತಿ ವಿಜ್ಞಾಯ ರಾಧೇ ತಂ ನಯಮಾಮ ಚರಣಂತಿ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತಂ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಸ್ಕಂದ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಅಧ್ಯಾಯ. ಯೆಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಹೌ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬಿಗನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಶೋತ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ಟು ಹುಯ್ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಗನ್. Who was Sukhdev Goswami? Really, he is the parrot of Srimati Radhika. But you don't think that he was a bird. In transcendental world, in Golok Vrindavan, all the birds, creepers, even their dust are transcendental, having all kinds of knowledge. Only some of these devotees like to be birds, like to be creepers, like to be trees, like to be Yamuna, like a river, Govardhan, everything. Even serpents, snakes, scorpions, all are transcendental, serving Krishna in any way, and Radhika, all serving. So don't think that he was a bird only. He has taken the shape of bird only to serve Krishna. If he was not in a form of bird, then he cannot be when conjugal meeting and doing vilas in Kunj. If Giriraj Govardhan is not like mountain, and if he is like Baladev Prabhu and Siddham and others, then he cannot see all these pastimes which are in Kunj Seva. If they are not creepers and trees like that, oh, they have no chance to see all the pastimes which is not seen by even by all others, Baladev Prabhu, Nanda Baba and all others. So this, he is not only a parrot, transcendental, and he has taken this shape only to see it in the hands of Radhika. or by to be and to sing Radha and Krishna. Krishna will tell him that, oh, you should speak Radhe Radhe. Then he will tell Radhe Radhe. And Mati Radhika will tell, you should tell Krishna Krishna. He will tell. Can anyone have any chance to be curiosated by Radhika and Krishna Kara? Never. So knowingly they have become like birds. So he was Sukha Goswami. And Krishna wanted that this Srimad Bhagavatam, high class of all these services done by gopis to Krishna, by Yashoda, Nanda Baba, he should manifest in this world. So Sukha Goswami knew, and that is why he is doing again pranam by this slope. Yah swanubhavam akhila suti sarameka adhyatma deepam atitetir satangtam andham sansarina karunayah purana guhyam tang vyasa sunum upayamim kurum mani. Take your mind. Everything hurt here. Forget what has done. Everything. And bring your mind, your heart, your attention, everything to here. That is why it has been told, we will tell. The heart should not be pinched with any arrow of man, apaman,
prestige and insult
and all the other disorder. Then anabiddha,
without any obstacle.
Oh, very attentively, very honorably, if you will hear all these things, you to clear your heart very soon. And that is why if you are not being like that, or so many worldly desires and everything coming, heart is not becoming pure. No taste. So you should hear all these things attentively, like we take a nectar of cloth very attentively. Just again he is doing namaskar. He is doing prayer to his Gurudev. Yashva anubhavam akhilashuti sarameka adhyatma deepam ati titirsatantamandham sansarina karunayah puran guhyam tang vyasunum upayam muni. You should read the meaning.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him, Shuka, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadeva, who, out of his great compassion for those gross materialists who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this most confidential supplement to the cream of Vedic knowledge, after having personally assimilated it by experience.
Who has translated this? Whole translation you read? It has been first translated in Bengali or anyone, and then he is translating himself. Authentic translation. Your swanubhavam akhila suti sarameka. Srimad Bhagavat, what is Srimad Bhagavatam? It is the essence of all the Vedic literature. All literature. Swanubhav, what is meaning?
Self-assimilated or experienced.
He has realized all these things, what he has told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything realized. because he knows from bottom to top everything. He has seen through Sukadeva Goswami himself and realized all the pastimes of Krishna, which anyone has not seen is this. It may be that Lalita has not seen. It may be. Even Srimati Radhika, when he was in out of sense, and Krishna was also out of sense, and he was seeing and watching, and by the grace of Krishna, he was in sense. It has been told that any person who is not realized of all these facts, they cannot explain Srimad Bhagavatam in lakhs and thousands of births. They cannot. Because they don't know, they have no experiences. And those who have no experience of these, if they are telling, then everything is like zero. Nothing. It will not make any good result if they are not. If they will read Srimad Bhagavatam, if they are not qualified, then bad things will come. If you will hear, oh, Krishna Bhavanamrita and Govinda Lilamrita in this stage, what will be the result? Bad result will come. So, any should be realized, then he should tell. If anyone is not realized of all these facts, himself, then he is not qualified to explain Srimad Bhagavatam. So we should hear only from them, though who has realized so something. It will be better. But not if, then anyhow to Madhyam Adhikari, who is sincere, honor for that, you can hear. It will be more, some better. But actually, like Sukadeva Goswami, like others, if they have. But if anyone has realized he cannot speak also, he cannot explain. Why? He will be out of sense, always weeping, melting heart, and he will be always out of sense if he will speak and explain. He cannot also. Then what to do? Very big problem. But if Krishna will try to speak, he will also. He cannot speak. He will be out of sense, melted, hearted. When he will begin to speak about the activities and seva done by Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, and about gopis, as he, when he sent Uddhava to Vrindavan, he was like that. He could not speak anything. His was choked totally. So Krishna cannot, Srimati Radhika cannot do. Then who will do? Oh, Krishna Kripa. If Krishna Kripa, Aradha Kripa is there, and if they are merciful, and that Kripa comes in a very high class of devotees, those who have realized these things, like Sukadeva Goswami, when this Kripa Shakti will come, then it may be that he will avoid these names and some incidents that he will not be out of sense. Anaya Radhito, very quickly, indirect way he will tell. So that trance may not come. Due to Kripa Shakti, if the Kripa Shakti is not there and he is telling, he is transcendental person, even he will be choked and he cannot do. He will be out of sense. But the Kripa Shakti, what Kripa Shakti? Mercy potency. If by conjugal Radha and Krishna is there, and he wants, Shiva, that potency wants, that he should manifest all these sweet pastimes of Krishna, then, like Sukadeva Goswami, very carefully he will explain all these things. And where there is reason for trance or anything, oh, he will tell all these things
indirectly.
But even he will be like what?
Upset.
He cannot, at that time he will tell something which is not a
no link.
Like he was telling about Damodar Leela. And when he remembered something and he became upset and he took another topic. He changed the topic. He not changed, but Kripa Shakti did it. So he is telling Karunayaha. What Karunayaha? This is transcendental, that Kripa Shakti Karunaya. Not he, but the Karuna of Krishna and Radhika. And then he became so much merciful to all. This mercy is from Krishna direct and Radhika. And that is why he has become now but merciful. A guru should be like this. If these are qualities are any guru, or really he is guru. So this is Suti Sarameka, essence of all the Vedic literature, Puran literature, all everything, Upanishad and everything. This is like a light. If it keeps light in and
dispels
all darkness. Darkness what?
Of ignorance.
There are so many kinds of ignorance. If you know Krishna, Tattva, all things, and he knows that, really he knows the, all the about Krishna. And he knows that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead and having so much affluence. But he cannot serve Radha and Krishna conjugal in the way of Gopi and Brajavasi. Then, what to do here? We'll have to forget that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is fact, but yet we will have to forget. Swamiji came to remind you that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. No? But I have come that you should forget that thing. That he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mercifully he told you that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And now I have come. But I have come that, oh, he has done right, but you shouldn't be in one class only. You should try to develop. If he was now here, he should also have told the same thing what I am telling. That forget that Krishna was Supreme Personality of Godhead. And think that he was your friend, Krishna is your friend, your son, your beloved. That is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, by mercy of Krishna and Radhika, and then mercy that came in him, and then he told to all this Purana Guhyam. Puran Guhyam?
Confidential
history.
Secret history.
No. There are 36 kinds of Purans. 18.
54.
Right? These Purans. Pramukh means prominent. And then Upapuran. And then Shakha Puran. Thus, 54 kinds of Puran. But this Puran is essence of all Puran. There are so many Purans which tells about the sweet pastimes of Krishna so many, like Brahma Vaivarta, Garga Sanghita, other Purans tell you. More than Srimad Bhagavatam sometimes, clearing the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam. But they are not authentic. There is some Rajasic and Tamasic mood there. For beginners, it may help something. But those who have read Srimad Bhagavatam, they cannot help so much. So, Vyasadeva called from forest his son by Kripa Shakti to manifest Srimad Bhagavat in this world. How he brought the son who had gone in forest, given up his father, not hearing, my son, ha putra, ha putra. And he left. But he was so, Vyas was so tricky also. Tricky, so much tricky. He saw that some hunters were going to forest to catch some birds, some animals, and by that they will sell them to others and make some money. Vyas told them, where you are going? We are going to forest to
get some birds,
some animals, and to sell to others. Oh, I will give you a mantra by which, if you will utter this mantra, remember this mantra, or so many birds as you like, they will come in your trap, and easily you can. And he told them, any mantra of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when they went there, they began to chant that mantra. They made their traps there, kept, and began to chant. Varaha Piram Natavarabapu Karneyo Karnikaram Vibradabasa Kanaka Kapisham Vaijayanti Jamalam Randhan Venuradar Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Brindai Vindaranam Sabadaramanam Prabhishatagi. It is the most beautiful sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam about the beauty of transcendental beauty of Krishna. There are so many slokas, but this sloka has been told by gopis, and gopis are supermost. So their description of Krishna's face will be supermost. Krishna is so beautiful. Teeny is it. His beauty is like clouds who are going to give showers. And beauty of his clouds are like lightning. That lightning comes and goes. And this lightning?
Permanent.
Very beautiful garland of so many flowers, belly, chameli, jui and others, 7 flowers combination. Very sweet, very fragrant. Bees are humming on them, top to bottom, from feet to here. And kundal?
Yes.
Like this. And all the boys, peacock feather is here. Not like this, but bending towards left. Seeking something where I should go, in whom feet I should. And float, very sweet, very sweet. Krishna is giving his whole sweetness in that. She has that sweet, the float has nothing of his. So a sister should be like that. A devotee should be like that. Krishna sound will come like a nectar. There should be no knot in that. Not
obstacle.
Any. So that Krishna sound may come and go through the 9 holes. Though Krishna was playing on flute here in this world, in Vrindavan, but she saw that there is no one qualified, crossed, and went through Brahmalok, Viraja, and then Sivalok, Vaikunthalok. Even she saw that no one qualified here.
Ajodhya,
Dwarka, Mathura, and went to, and then it went to Braja, and it was so mysterious that she went only in the ears of the beloved gopis, not to anyone else. If we will tell anything, all will hear. But this float sound was so mysterious and so powerful that it only went in the throat, in the ears of only beloved gopis, not in the ears of Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Sridham, Subal, anyone. So beautiful. And what she did? She took the heart of gopis. And heart was taken by that sound to Krishna. And they became restless. Oh, who has taken my this precious heart? And they began to follow. That is all gopis came there. So, this Sukadeva Goswami knows all these things, how Krishna played on sweet and it went on the ears of gopis and they followed the sound to catch this thief. And they came to Krishna. And then what Krishna told? Why you came here? You should go to your home. Serve your husband. So many things. So that knowing all these things, and if he is knowing all these things, he also ki antarjami to all, knowing all hearts. Why he can know? Because always serving Radha and Krishna, and Radha Krishna are everywhere.
Everybody is heart.
Like Paramatma or Krishna there. To serve his transcendental Prabhu, oh, Sukadeva Goswami is there also. So any devotee who has realized all these things, he cannot live without his worshipable Krishna and Radhika. So where they will be also. So they are very
minute,
but even transcendental, so they can live with Krishna. If Narayan, Vishnu, all transcendental manifestation of Krishna can be in Krishna, even he was very
small boy.
Then why all these souls cannot, how cannot be? They must be there. So Sukadeva Goswami, knowing everyone's heart, and for them he has told Srimad Bhagavatam, manifested Srimad Bhagavatam. A guru is also, if not like Sukadeva, but he should follow sincerely Sukadeva Goswami. Then Narayanam Nishkritya. Oh, you have read? Oh, then that hunter began to tell this sloka, Varaha Pidam this. And Sukadeva Goswami at once attached. Why attached? Because he has the relation of this sloka. So he remembered at once. He was going here. Oh, those who have compiled this sloka, he will know all things. So I must go there and hear some Harikatha again. That I was going to first to Kailash and I went to Badrikashram. So I must go there. So he told next day that you told the beauty of that mantra, but you should ask my Gurudev, your Gurudev, that how he's qualified. What qualities are in them. Then next day Vyas again told them, what? Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jighansaya payad apyasadvi lebhe gatim dhatrujitam tato kamba dayalu sharanam. Vyas told. How Vyas told? Because they are seen in trance by the mercy of Vyas, Narad Goswami. And so he was writing like this. And when he heard this sloka, he could not shake himself and he ran away to Vyas Deva. And when he came, and then he requested that, I want to hear all these slokas, top to bottom, everything, from beginning to end. I want to hear. Then he told him all Srimad Bhagavatam. For us, for the devotees, who? So Sukadeva Goswami is guru of all. And then he read Srimad Bhagavatam and he told in Parikshit Maharaj Council, this Srimad Bhagavatam. Now he is doing pranam to who? Sukadeva, Sut Goswami. He did pranam to his Gurudev and then he, Narayanam Namaskritta Narang Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirit.
Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayana, unto Nara Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author.
Yes. Then he began to Srimad Bhagavatam. He told that, oh, what you have done, question to me. It remembers me Krishna and his past times. What my Gurudev has told me, this Srimad Bhagavatam. I have heard in Srimad Bhagavatam this in the council of Parikshit Maharaj when my Gurudev was explaining all these things. And I know that by this question, Jena Atma Samprasidati, by hearing this, by explaining this, our soul will be always happy. Jenatma samprasiddhati means
the soul will be completely satisfied.
Only this is only process, no other process. So you should try to forget all process and come to this process. No yoga, no knowledge, no asceritos, no making money. Anything cannot give you satisfaction of soul. Only this. And this was the question. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janat Asu Jnanam Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Jaduhaitukam.
By rendering devotional service unto the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world.
I know that you all want happiness. I also wanted happiness. So I came to my Gurudev, surrendered fully my everything, learning and everything, what attachment, everything for my mother, father, wife, children and wealth, everything I gave up totally. And said my Gurudev and other devotees, I heard Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I think that I'm in line, though I'm not full happy, full satisfaction, but I have hope of very strong faith that I must be happy. I must serve Radha and Krishna conjugal in the way like gopis. So he telling that Sabai Punsam. Sabai Punsam Parodharmo Jato Bhakti Radhokkaje Ahetukya Pratihata Jatma Samprasiddhati.
The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self.
What he told, you should tell Govinda Bhagat, in your words. Or sitting there, no harm.
That the supreme occupation. So many people have different occupations and duties in life. Whether to satisfy the family, society, their senses. But here it says, survival, parodamo, yato bhaktir, I hope you said. The supreme occupation is that by which one can please at Hokkaido, the Supreme Lord. And by this supreme occupation, it should be without any material motivation. It should be selflessly performed. Just as Maharaj has explained that when he approaches Guru, then he approaches Guru in a mood of surrender. Full surrender, just as the flute is completely empty. And in this way, and the service should be apachyata, it should be constant. There should be no breakage in that service. Not that we render bhakti for some hours and then we take a break and then we do something for our senses. But that when we approach Guru and Gauranga, then that service is to the body, the mind, the senses, the soul, the heart. Everything to be done only for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga, and only this can completely satisfy the self. And by this way, then one can receive mercy of Guru, and then have the opportunity to render service to Radha and Krishna.
We want happy, but we want something that our body and senses should be happy. Not for Atma soul, really. Does Atma wants to take wine to be happy? If anyone taking wine, Atma wants, soul wants? Never. By this, by something taking by ganja, bhang, and Marijuana and all other things, cigarette and others, wines. For some time you can forget that I am having so much problems. Only you can forget for a moment, like senseless person. And when the effect will go again more than that, rogues also many and many problems will come, and one day you will die. So only one process to be happy, that if your soul becomes happy, and it will only come by the bhakti, pure spontaneous devotion of Radha and Krishna, otherwise not come. And it should be causeless. What causeless? Like a river comes from mountain and goes to sea. Why it goes? Any reason? There may be some reason that there is some
downhill.
It may be reason, but there is also not reason. By nature, so you should try to realize this. If worldly desire is there, this bhakti will, a spontaneous love and affection for Krishna will not come. Never come. So be like this. If you want to be happy like this, you should try to accept this process. And you are not, you want bhakti, but you don't know what is bhakti. This is the question. So in a spontaneous, in the association of high class of Vaishnava, hearing all these things, Chaitanya Chaitamriti, especially the life history of Vaishnava, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, like Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Thakur, all like Prabhupada, you should hear. Then it will come. So by doing a spontaneous love and affection for Krishna, which cannot touch our mental and physical senses, they cannot touch them. But there is any process, and that process I am giving in my morning class. So very attentively you should hear all this and try to follow this process. I have to, and by this, causeless bhakti, your atma can be happy. Otherwise, no process. Because Brahma has meditated 3 times, by which a soul can be happy. And then he decided that only by bhakti, process of bhakti, there is no other means. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janat Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Jayadvihatikam.
By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world.
What he told? Premanand Prabhu. Again.
By rendering unmotivated devotional service to the Supreme Lord, then one develops attachment to all worldly desires.
And also? Transcendental knowledge comes. If anyone doing bhakti, and bhakti is pure, automatically detachment from this worldly desires and everything must come. If anyone hearing, chanting, remembering, then lust may come or not. Never it will come. Worldly desires cannot come. So detachment will come. Surely. And all kinds of knowledge about Krishna and Bhakti, Maya, everything will come. Both. If not coming, then there is some... Is there any slok in Srimad Bhagavatam you remember? Bhakti parishanu bhav virakti anyatra chais ekstra kala papadyamanasa jathasnata su tushti pushti. What is the meaning? Very attentively you should see. If bhakti will come, at once detachment will come from all kinds of material enjoyment, sense gratification. Surely. If not coming, then your guru has some defect, or you have some defect, your bhakti, a process has some defect.
In this verse, a very simple and practical example has been given to illustrate the effects of rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It has been compared to the eating process. If we eat something, then surely, without a doubt, by eating, we will feel some satisfaction, our body will be nourished and some strength will come to us, and at the same time, automatically, all hunger will go away. These three results, they must occur if one is eating and he has no disease in the body or no worms in the stomach or anything. These three effects will... that just as if we are eating, then three effects will come. So for one who is rendering devotional service, who is surrendered to Guru and Vaishnavas, then these three effects will come. And if these three effects are not coming, then there's some defect. In other words, one is not actually in the line of Shuddha Bhakti or pure Bhakti, but maybe practicing something else, which is a semblance of that pure Bhakti.
If anyone...